At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It might be creepy or it might be genius. I'm not quite sure yet, but I like to think outside the box. And I think that if you've been looking for a new home or you're having a hard time because inventory is low, prices are high, this is like an old school way to go about it.
Yeah, it's old school, but it's so old school that when somebody like is approached with something like this, I'm just trying to imagine what it would be like for me if I walked out to my mailbox and I had to encounter this type of situation.
Okay, so my husband and I are desperately looking for a new home. We're very specific on where we want to live. The inventory is low. The prices are high. Mm-hmm. So every house that comes on the market, we go and it's like the same 27 couples that show up trying to buy it. And like we can't afford it, you know? So I'm trying to figure out what's going to give us the advantage.
You got
to
get a leg up on these people.
Right.
You got to get in earlier than these people or you got to scare them away one way or the other.
I don't know what to do to get rid of these people. They're all my competition and they keep picking me off. Every house we put an offer in, they're like, nope, you out of here. So I got an inside tip that these people might be looking to sell their home. So I stalked the house like a true psychopath, right?
Yes.
I drove by. Paul drove by. I pulled the tax records. I made my dad drive by. The whole thing. And we really like it. And it's not on the market yet. So this past weekend, I hand wrote them a letter and put it in their mailbox. Now, I didn't make the letter creepy or anything like that.
Mm.
All I wrote was, hi, we love your home, and if you're considering selling, please reach out to us. And then I did all the business. I said, we're pre-approved. We do not have to sell our current home to buy. We are flexible with closing dates as long as we can get our daughters into the new school district by the fall. Thank you. And then I signed Anna and Paul's app, and I put my cell phone number and my email address.
I love that you put the kids in there. So it's like you can imagine my crying, sad children if they don't have a place to live in time for the school year to begin.
And here's
by the way, her children have a home right now.
They do have a home. They have homes and schools that they go to.
One home. It's yours.
It's ours.
They live with you.
That's true. But what I find and what I remember from the old days, because I used to sell real estate many years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember that when there were bidding wars back in the old days, it's like the early 2000s, what we would encourage our buyers to do was to write heartfelt letters to homeowners because it would sway them if they had multiple offers on the table.
I mean, I can't even imagine that being a real thing.
That's
at the end of the
thing.
Day, I'm moving. All right. So I just want the money. Okay. So, I mean, there's no offers or anything in there. But, you know, I mean, this same concept was popularized with a TV show this past year on Netflix. And I thought people really enjoyed it. The Watcher, right? I mean, you're writing lovely letters to somebody about their home.
Okay.
So I thought it would be a good idea. You know, maybe we could be more effective about this. So I rewrote Anna's letter, actually.
You did?
Yeah. And just check it out. Okay. I think it's really going to move you.
Dearest homeowner at 151 Smith Street, allow me to compliment your home. How did you end up here at 151 Smith? Did it call to you from within? 151 Smith Street has been the subject of my family for decades now, and as it approaches its 100th birthday, I have been put in charge of watching and waiting for its second coming. My grandfather watched the house in the 1920s. My father watched in the 1960s. It is now my time. Do you know the history of the house? Do you know what lies within the walls of 151 Smith Street? Why are you here? I will find out. Have you filled the house with the children I have requested? I will bring my children there once 151 Smith is mine. One is a dinosaur. Who am I? There are hundreds of cars that drive by 151 Smith each day. Maybe I am in one. Look at all the windows you can see from 151 Smith. Maybe I am in one of those. Looking to sell 151 Smith Street? Let the party begin. Signed, The Admirer.
I don't know if that's going to work. I think I'm going to stick my handwritten, like, little creepy note that I just stuck in there. Pre-approved, ready to buy.
I mean, I don't know. I'd get out of there if I was them.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.